Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
What was your name, ma'am?
It's Zandra.
Sandra, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you work for this company that's stealing money from me?
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. Have you placed an order for something?
Yeah, I did one time for $7.45, and they stole money from me.
May I have your zip code? Would you like me to find an order for you?
Yeah, you can find it. 72730 is my zip code.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. May I have your first and last name again, sir?
Lee McBurnett.
Okay. I do see an order here in your name. Would you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 12570 North Highway 170 in Farmington, Arkansas.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. I see where you ordered the Wi-Fi booster on the 20th of last year. That Wi-Fi booster helps with internet speed?
Yeah, it was a scam.
Okay. Well, I do see here that the order was placed. You paid the shipping and handling. And then, of course,
that was all I was supposed to have to do. So the misleading site was a spinoff from Lowe's, who I do a lot of business with. Lowe's Company, who's an honest company. I do a lot of business with in the business I do. They had a deal they sent to me for their pro service customers, which I am, and had a deal which obviously was a scam that I fell for. So you pay the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster, and you get this Wi-Fi booster for X amount of dollars, but you only got to pay shipping and handling to get it after you fill out this free survey. You fill the sealed survey out, and then you get scammed after you give them your information. And so I've had these fraudulent charges from my credit card company for the last month for $49.67 or whatever.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is a call center, and based on what I see here, this particular company is asking us to tell the customer to contact their financial institution regarding any charges they've incurred. We no longer have access to the account. As the call center,
I've had to cancel my credit card because these people are scamming people.
Okay. We don't have access to any of that. We don't see the ads or anything like that, sir. We only see the order. And we can see limited information on your account because it is at a chargeback status, which means you should contact your car company.
I've already contacted my car company. They can't charge me again, but... You know, but since people are stealing money from me, I feel like this is the number the company has to call.
Right, this is the call center. We normally help people track
money
their.
From me.
Okay, well, we normally just have a limited information. We can track an order for you. We can tell you what you order. We can give you some details regarding the product, as far as product knowledge, but we can't.
Well, tell me this: if you got all my information, why can't I have the information of the company who stole money from me?
Okay, so we don't have any more information regarding this on this account.
So you don't know who pays you to answer their phone calls.
Well, this particular company, it looks like it's the let's see, for the Wi-Fi booster.
Uh-huh.
You should have an order confirmation regarding this account with all that information in it. Because this account is escalated to the callback or chargeback, we no longer have access to the information. The message is to share that message with the customer. If the customer should call, refer them back to their financial institution for assistance. Because of privacy issues, we can't have access to your information.
So they tell you that knowing that people are going to be calling wanting their money back. Is that not,
well,
does
most
that
of
not, does that not bother you and your company?
Well, the calls that we receive, sir, are primarily for those people who are trying to track their shipment and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you that this company that has scammed me and stealing money out of my account, I would advise you not to do any business with them.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. So I understand that you have a contact your car company, and that's what we needed you to do based on the company's note to you.
Does that happen a lot?
I did just told you that's the main calls that we take are for people who are trying to track your orders and check on their orders, sir.
So do people still like that all the time? And you get calls all the time telling people to go contact their financial institution to track their money down that was stolen?
I do not.
I think you did kind of say that. But anyway, so is there anybody there that's a senior supervisor?
We're all following the same. We do, but on this account, they don't have access to the information either. We're all following the same protocol.
I just want to warn somebody that
this call is being recorded. Yes, sir. They will review the call, and they will hear your comments.
Good. Well, my number is 479-790-5031.
Yes, sir.
Feel free to call me anytime.
Yes, sir. We do see that number here on caller ID.
Well, good. I hope they do call me so I can relay to them the information that I'm getting from my credit company.
Yes, sir.
About
they
you
have
guys
a,
stealing money.
Yes, sir. They have a team of people there for quality assurance. They'll review the call, and they will contact you if they need to. Thank you again for calling customer support, and have a good night, okay?
Okay.